From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a possible suspect identified in Germany. A group of around 200 people outside of the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church in Berlin, singing and holding a banner that says, "You will not divide us. We are all Berliners." The banner was written in English. The group was made up of residents and refugees. Germany's interior minister says police are searching for a new suspect in Monday's truck rampage, but failed to confirm media reports it is a Tunisia asylum seeker with ties to Islamic extremism. Following a briefing Wednesday from security officials, interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said police had identified a new suspect, but he stressed he's a suspect, not necessarily the assailant. An arrest warrant for the suspect obtained by the Associated Press names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen born in the town of Gaza. The wanted notice says he has used at least six different aliases from three different nationalities in the past and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was no doubt carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that Turkey believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who now lives in the United States, also the same man that they blamed the July's failed coup on. But Wednesday's news conference marked the first time the president had publicly made that claim. Gulen condemned the attack earlier this week, and the U.S. has rejected what it called an absolutely ridiculous suggestion that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Gulen's presence in the U.S.